Pittsburgh's East Liberty neighborhood is changing. Once considered by many to be a dangerous and undesirable place to visit, the community has seen its popularity grow. 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs looks at one new business and how it hopes to include both new and longtime residents.
Today, East Liberty boasts upscale restaurants, shops, and apartments. It also has two new boutique hotels. One of them is Ace Hotel, a small international chain that's known for its artsy sensibility and unique decor. The hotel group also prides itself on each hotel's connection to its host community.
Although we're, started as a national and now a global brand, we're still opening local businesses.
That's Ryan Buckstein, Chief Cultural Engineer for Atelier Ace, which oversees operations at all of the chain's hotels.
As far as the hiring and the leadership on the ground and how we kind of engage with the city, we have a very local business kind of mindset. And so there's an element of that where as a local business, you have a responsibility to be a pillar of the community.
Buckstein says Ace Hotels open their spaces up to the public for events around art, music, and technology. And in Pittsburgh, they want to be more living room than bedroom. The hotel is located in a renovated YMCA with a big lobby, a restaurant, and a gym that'll be used for events. Rooms range in price from $160 to $300 a night, out of reach for many East Liberty residents. But Buckstein says the events will be more inclusive.
Through the programming that we do, work very hard to not only make people feel welcome, but invited, and not just the new people that might be coming to the neighborhood, but people that have lived there for a long time.
Ace has partnered with Pittsburgh organizations for job fairs to try and get as many locals working in the hotel as possible. Of the 125 employees, Buckstein says about 90% are from Pittsburgh. They're working with dozens of nearby vendors for everything from ingredients for the hotel's restaurant to furnishings for rooms to music curation. They also have a contract with this guy.
All right, so we're leaving the assembly part, going into the plant.
Justin Strong owns Strong 2 Dry Cleaners in Homewood. He also used to own the Shadow Lounge, a music venue that sat right around the corner from where Ace Hotel is now located. For years, Shadow Lounge was a hotspot for artists and socializing, with music by seasoned performers and novices and everyone in between. Strong likes to say that he was in the atmosphere business.
It was just the right combination of something that you didn't see in Pittsburgh, especially on the diversity, so across ethnicities, socioeconomics, and we always kind of preach is culture, not color.
Many credit Shadow Lounge with helping make East Liberty a destination for Pittsburghers and newcomers alike. East Liberty's appeal continued to grow. Buildings that stood vacant or in need of renovation for decades were given new life by developers. Rents went up. The Shadow Lounge closed in 2013 when his lease wasn't renewed. Strong says it wasn't up to him. University of Pittsburgh sociology professor Waverly Duck says in East Liberty, as with similar developments nationwide, older local businesses are often left out.
Having people who were a part of the history and understanding the culture of the city was significant. And I think when outsiders come in and try to reproduce that, it's really difficult.
But Duck says it is possible to have a space where people can be creative that isn't segregated along racial and class lines.
If they can pull that off, I think it would be fantastic.
The Shadow Lounge closed after 13 years, but Strong's family dry cleaning business has been around in one form or another for more than 80. When Strong learned about Ace Hotel and Hotel Indigo opening in East Liberty, he inquired about their dry cleaning needs and now has contracts with both. He also has a consulting firm that focuses on staff training. Strong says Ace understands the impact it could have on the neighborhood.
One thing I like about Ace is they're very aware their role that they play in gentrification. They're like, you know, wherever we go, what we want to do is intentionally try to mitigate that and balance that out. And they want to make sure that their space is used in a way that doesn't alienate people.
Strong says businesses being mindful of their role, that's the first step. What follows remains to be seen. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA.